Back now with Day to Day. Yesterday, we brought you the story of how a lot of people who own SUVs and are trying to sell them now because of gas mileage are running into problems. Today, an interview with the automotive editor at Consumer Reports, Rick Paul, because Consumer Reports is reporting something counterintuitive, at least to me, and that is this. If you own a gas guzzler, a fairly recent purchase, don't sell it, because it's going to cost you money if you do. Rick Paul, do I have that correct?
Yes, basically. We certainly don't want to discourage people from getting into more fuel-efficient cars. But in an analysis we just completed and released, we see that people really need to look at the bigger picture, that it often doesn't pay to downsize if you've only owned your vehicle for 3 years or less and haven't paid off the loan yet. Tough it out for an extra year or two, and you're going to get much better overall costs from your investment.
How does the math work on this?
Well, we looked at ownership costs, including depreciation, fuel usage, interest on financing, insurance, maintenance repair, and sales tax. And depreciation is really the big one. That makes up about 48% of an average owner's total vehicle cost in the first 5 years. And you get the biggest depreciation hit in the first 3 years. So by comparison, fuel usage is only about 21% of total costs. So if you're trading in after 3 years, then you've just taken the biggest hit on your depreciation, and you're going to go right into another vehicle with the biggest hit on that depreciation. And remember, this is much bigger than the fuel usage. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You know, but I wonder if you hear from readers about what kind of car should I buy. I've always thought that people bought SUVs partly because they needed the room. You know, they've got kids.
Yeah, that's true. And in our analysis, we actually looked at several examples of downsizing to a smaller vehicle, but staying within that class. For instance, one good example is we looked at if someone owns a 2005 Ford Explorer, so it's 3 years old now. In our test, an Explorer got 15 miles per gallon. Now, we compared that to a Toyota RAV4, which is a smaller SUV. Now, you still has the three-row seat, so you're giving up on space, but you still have a practicality. And that gets 22 miles per gallon in our test, which is significantly better than the Explorer, 7 miles per gallon. But that still, in that first year, would still be an owner cost of $1.05 per mile. The math doesn't work out at all over the next 12 months, and that's really what we're looking at, is what's going to be best for you over the next year. And with the Explorer, you'd be in your fourth year, so depreciation is taking less of a hit. You're only paying 68 cents per mile in owner cost.
Rick, how long have you been automotive editor at Consumer Reports?
Just about 8 years.
Are you at all uncomfortable coming on the radio here and indeed writing to everyone who subscribes to Consumer Reports? Why don't you hold on to that gas guzzler for a little bit longer?
Like you said in the beginning, it is anti-intuitive, and we definitely don't want to send the wrong message that we're against going to a more fuel-efficient car. But we also are famous for helping people, you know, stretch their dollars as far as they can and get the most from their dollars.
Rick Paul, automotive editor at Consumer Reports. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.